From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. High-level North Korean-South Korean talks got underway Tuesday at the Truce Village of Panmunjom with possible North Korean participation in next month's Winter Olympic Games at the top of the agenda. The South proposed family reunions during the Olympics, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation to the Games. Heading into the discussions, North Korean Chief Delegate Ri Sung-kwon said his side approached the talks in earnest and in a sincere manner aimed at a New Year's gift, what he called precious results to the Korean people. The talks, the first at the ministerial level in 2 years, are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's New Year's Day offer of dialogue. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said Seoul has high hopes to reduce nuclear tensions.
And they have put hope in both reducing tensions and perhaps even moving forward on family reunions. The significant part of this is that you have a new administration in Seoul that has quite a different tone even than the last meeting under the conservative administration. So there may be some potential there. The Sunshine administration, the progressive administrations of the early 2000s did make some headway with North Korea. So we'll have to wait and see over time whether this has sustainability for Seoul in its approach to Pyongyang.
The U.S. welcomed the talks but insists the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. Dozens of migrants are feared dead after Italian rescuers found an overcrowded trafficker's rubber dinghy that left Libya late last week sinking off the coast Monday. The Coast Guard rescued nearly 90 migrants. The bodies of 8 women were also recovered. The International Organization for Migration said more than 119,000 were rescued and taken to Italy last year. Nearly 3,000 perished along the way. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Monday said the anti-government protests that swept the country last week were more about than just economics. They were also about people's political and social demands. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said such a frank admission in public is surprising.
I think what he's getting at is something that clearly the public has demonstrated over and over again, and he wants to acknowledge it so that his faction or his political party is seen as not aloof, but in fact very much aware of the fundamental problems that not just drove these protests, but continues to simmer in the society at large.
Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif warned neighboring countries against fomenting unrest. Iran's nuclear negotiator said his country might reassess its cooperation with the UN if President Donald Trump decides next week to end a waiver on U.S. sanctions of his country's oil exports. The Trump administration announced Monday it will suspend temporary protection extended to nearly 200,000 citizens of El Salvador who've lived in the U.S. since earthquakes in the Central American country in 2001. They hold what's called temporary protected status, which has shielded them from deportation.
Vamos a trabajar.
Salvadoran Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez said his government would work with the U.S. Congress to reach a permanent solution. Ira Melman is with the Private Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR.
We are now at least 17 years out from the original event in El Salvador that initially triggered TPS. And it is time that people honor their commitment that they were only going to stay here temporarily and return home.
The decision comes amid a debate over the status of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Jordan, Egypt, and Israel later this month, a trip put off from December after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Pence expected to visit 3 countries to hold talks with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Jordan's King Abdullah. Egypt Monday announced it will hold its presidential elections between March 26 and 28. First results to be announced April 2nd. A runoff, if needed, will be held later that month. President el-Sisi, who ousted his predecessor in 2013, is yet to announce whether he'll run for a second term. Police in Nigeria said dozens have been killed in communal violence since New Year's Eve, 12 alone this past weekend in clashes between Muslim cattle herders and Christian farmers in central Nigeria. In Japan Tuesday, the benchmark Nikkei stock index hit a 26-year high, approaching 24,000 points. 2 U.S. indices, meanwhile, the S&P and NASDAQ scored their 5th consecutive record high close Monday. The benchmark Dow Jones slipped. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.